Well, that was fun. That's not something I wish to repeat anytime soon, Rochelle.
What?
Technical difficulties. I think I was honestly thinking that my computer was ready to blow up. I'm like, well, this is the day. Every computer has its day where it just stops fucking working. And I'm like, all right, this is that day. And I'm thinking to myself, well,
it's just because you want a new computer, though.
I do want a new computer. It's coming around to that time. Almost 4 years I've had this thing, which is like a million years in computer.
The one that I have at the salon, how old is that one?
Longer, older.
Yeah, it still works fine.
It works fine. It does what it does. But the demands that this thing.
Well, you're just going to have to ask for that for Christmas then, Eric.
But Christmas was just a month ago.
Exactly.
I need one now. Fuck. Oh, dear. Well, we had some technical difficulties.
Donate at tiptaptip.com.
Yeah, fuck.
We accept computers.
We accept computers as currency. Yeah, there were some issues and it required a restart. So apologies to who were hanging out the chat wondering what the fuck was going on when all of a sudden things start it going like this, basically.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, fuck this.
Why are they speaking in robot talk?
We're not robots. We're human beings. And sometimes human beings have piece of shit computers that don't work for them. Anyways, as I was mentioning before all that technical bullshit, we're currently, I think the whole world is currently in some sort of dire weather shit going on. Australia's being flooded, basically. We're in a frozen wasteland.
Is Australia being flooded by the ocean?
I don't know. It's a combination of things. A lot of rain, basically, when you get down to it. Like an unusual amount of rain for that time of year, and that shit's just getting flooded. Actually, it's funny. I was on the internet today. Funnily enough, I was on the internet. And I saw a picture of a frog riding on the back of a snake that was swimming through the water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That is so cute, but when you realize that frog probably was doing that so it wouldn't drown, but hey.
But I thought frogs could swim.
Yeah. I don't know. What the fuck, frog?
He was just a lazy fucking frog.
Yeah, he's a lazy piece of shit. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll mention. I was, about half an hour ago, I was dressed up in my nice clothes inside.
Yeah.
And then I got a call. Because we were supposed to have a guest, and I'll put it out there because there's no point hiding it. And then I got a call from our guest saying that he wanted to get home and be warm, and I kind of understand.
Yeah, I think everybody understands that right now.
But I was all dressed up waiting for them to come, and now I'm wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, which is my regular podcasting clothes.
Yeah, I didn't really care because He's our friend, so I was gonna wear sweatpants.
To class it up. I like to class it up a bit when we have people rolling
Whatever.
Through here.
Maybe but if they're, you know, people that we don't know that well, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Before we go on, I'll mention this. There's a couple ways to listen to our shows. One of which is, listen to it live. We broadcast it live twice a week. At 7 o'clock on Wednesdays and at 8:30. PM on Sundays, both times of which are Calgary time. You can listen live, go to our website, click on the live link at the top, and then you get to hang out in the chat and talk with us, interact with us.
Yeah, we have two listeners in the chat. The drunk is back. He's been gone for a while. Hello. Yep. And a new listener, unless they just signed in with a different name, named K-Bear.
That's true. And what I was going to say, I have other things which I need to bitch about. I need to get off my chest.
What?
iTunes is being a fucking pain in the ass.
Why?
Because our thing's in iTunes, right?
Yeah.
Like our podcast, you search in Tip Tap Tip.
Yeah, and you know what? It says, little tiny red box, it says explicit next to our podcast.
Yeah, I made sure it said that. I actually, there's a button you can click when you set it up. You go,
oh, okay.
Explicit content? I said, yes, please. But the problem I've been running into is, I guess I noticed this on Sunday when we put up our last show, episode 209, is that iTunes has not been updating. It's still currently saying that it's on episode 208. But don't worry. I've been trying to deal with this. I've been contacting iTunes support, if you can call it that, and everything is working. And I know it's working because there's other ways that you can get our show, and the episode downloads fine, right? Now, I've done a few things on our website where if you click on the iTunes link...
The drunk is saying it's not working.
What is not working?
iTunes.
I know. It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
iTunes is all fucked up. But if you click on the
oh no, he's saying it works. Never mind.
But if you click on the iTunes link on our website, it does a sort of you click on that and it starts iTunes, but then it gets the episodes sort of a different way. Kind of circumvents the whole iTunes store where you usually download podcasts.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to deal with it. It's a fucking pain in the ass. And I'm like, I verified everything is working and I know it's working because it works the other way, but. I had a lively email interaction today with a gentleman named Santosh who is handling my case number, and we'll see how that goes. Needs to get
so
back.
Basically, if people want to download the show with less struggle, just go to the website then maybe?
Go to the website and click on the iTunes link on our website.
Every single time you want to download something,
yeah,
instead of going directly to iTunes?
No, you just you click on that once, and then you're basically done. You don't need to worry about it anymore. But I'm just hopefully by the time that this episode is out, and hopefully within the next few days, this gets resolved because I know it fucking works. But iTunes is being a pain in the ass. Like if you search for iTunes, or tip tap tip in iTunes, then it only shows episode 208. And it's a pain in the ass. I know. It's a funny thing is, I'm looking at our live chat and the drunk is mentioning that probably by the time this episode out, everything will be fine. And then I'll look like a fucking asshole, which is probably true. But, you know, it's just, this is shit that keeps me up at night. I'm like, I don't know why this is happening.
Because computers are run by people and people are not perfect.
Yeah, and
that's
like,
why.
And I verified everything. Everything is fucking.
Yeah, and it's just because of that dude who's probably, you know, wants to take extra long lunch breaks and pick up chicks and stuff. And, you know, he really doesn't give a shit. We're just a case number.
So, anyways, I'm going to be posting up a link in our episode links.
We're just a fucking number.
What you can do is this. actually, you can follow along. I'll explain how to do it. If you open up your iTunes. And then you search for tip, tap, tip. And then we'll come up. If you'll scroll to the bottom where it says podcasts and click on that. And then it'll come up with a page which shows all our episodes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, along the left hand column, there's a link which says report a concern. Now, what I want you to do is click on that link and say the episodes are not up to date. Please fix this. Thank you very much. Or however you want to word it.
That's good.
Because I've been doing that, and
be the voice for tip tap tip instead of just Eric. Although Eric is very good and very demanding, because you know how you fixed my phone shit.
Well, I have to verify that that's actually working.
Probably will work.
I'll talk to them tomorrow because Rochelle has phone issues. Like I have computer issues, Rochelle has phone issues, and in the fact that somehow with a plan. That involves voice and text messaging and no data is consistently comes out more than the cell phone plan that I have with my iPhone.
With data.
Plenty of data. More data than I know what to do with.
I fucking hate phone companies.
Fucking bullshit. You know what we should do? It's off the fucking grid.
You know what would be really cool? If you could actually talk to somebody if you had a whole bunch of cans and you wired them together. Instead of paying the phone company much money.
I just say, throw my hands up in the air and just fucking give up. I'm just like, I'm done.
I'm just going to purposely make an effort to use Skype all the time. I am not going to use my phone.
That's why we have it.
I know.
You can use Skype on even on my phone or even.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that I'm going to be making more of an effort to use Skype all the time.
I would make that effort.
Yeah.
Because that would help out your bill. All right. Anything else we need to complain about technology-wise? Other shit breaking that we need to deal with?
No, not that I know of.
Your internet's not working at work. I don't know why.
No, I got it to work today.
Oh, like typing in the thing?
Yeah, in the password.
Okay.
It worked fine. But it's just they charge so much for internet, right? So I just kind of wanted to, you know, use a different person's internet.
Let me explain. Rochelle was wanting to piggyback off of another local business's internet. I told her not to because if they shut that off for whatever reason, then she's kind of fucked because your business kind of needs internet to make transactions, right?
Oh, no.
No internet, no Visa, no MasterCard.
I think maybe I'm just going to, like, oh, I don't know.
We'll figure something out.
I might just try and switch to a different company.
Yeah, that's easier. Because you're on what? The thing? TELUS?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dude, you've been there. Well, you can't switch.
How much should we pay for internet at home?
We pay about $50.
Yeah, see, why am I paying $90?
Probably because you have, just for the internet?
Just for the internet.
Maybe because it's a business thing. Let me look into that. Eric will get on the fucking case. If Eric can figure out your phone, Eric can figure out this internet bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that's stupid.
Wow.
Because you're...
My business phone bill is fucking insane.
Yeah.
$200 a month.
Well, we'll work that out. I'll get on the case.
They just, like, gouge you.
I
wonder if I could just pretend that I'm not a business. Oh, no, you can't do that.
I
need to have my business listed and shit.
Yep.
But the funny thing is, you know, so you pay for your business to be listed in the yellow pages and the white pages, right?
Who the fuck gets
Who
a yellow pages?
Who the fuck uses that shit, right? Like, everything is just on Google.
Yeah, exactly.
Or on through your website.
That's exactly.
Where most of the people find the business. And here I'm paying a monthly fee. And it's... You have to do it. You don't have a choice.
I told you a while back how Yellow Pages had this thing where you could opt out of getting the physical copy of the Yellow Pages, that big heavy book. And I did so. I went to their website and did that. And then they dropped off one of those fuckers on my doorstep. Anyways, what do you do with that? You just throw it on the fucking garbage because it's useless.
Yeah, and every single business who is forced into listing in it is paying for that shit that people don't even use anymore.
Can you opt out of that?
Save some trees, people. Come on.
Can you opt out of that?
No.
You have to do it.
It is part of your phone bill. It's kind of like, you know, how you pay a certain amount of money for 911.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, you have to. It's not a choice.
Such horse shit.
It is horse shit.
I'm gonna sort those motherfuckers out. I'm gonna come to your work one day and I'll go, hey, this is fucking ridiculous. $90 for internet? For business internet?
Well, I was gonna call them today, but,
you're probably busy doing shit, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right to the, let's get right to the
nitty gritty.
Now, before several
Do you
times,
like that?
Yeah, the nitty gritty. It's nitty and gritty.
Yeah.
In the past, we've talked about various adult movies where they take something popular, like a TV show or a movie, and they do a parody of it.
They make
like
dirty,
like Avatar, like Seinfeld, even, which we talked about before. But this one's actually coming out of left field. I didn't think they could do a XXX version of this because. It's not really actual people. This is a trailer from the upcoming release from the fine folks at Hustler Films. Simpsons XXX, if you can believe that.
Full Spread Entertainment.
Presents.
Oh, Homer!
Oh, Marge! Oh, Marge! Oh, Marjorie! Oh, yeah! Oh, oh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Really brings
brings out the yellow in my skin and the blue in my hair.
You might say she's prime real estate.
Prime rib estate. Marge, the camera's all green. Come on, you stupid Flanders' camera.
Hadley doodly.
Flanders, get out.
Oakley doakley.
McBain movie.
You have the right to remain dead.
Well, why don't you just show me a little cheek so we can play a game of Spider Pig and Margie Ann?
Why would I do something like that, Cookie?
Yeah, why would he do that?
Well, Cookie Kwan's number one on the west side, so that's a bonus for you.
What?
Oh, McBain.
Nancy.
Yeah, so that's that. The people are painted yellow.
That is so dumb.
It is so dumb, and people are going to buy and watch it. Guaranteed. I guess the people behind this film have done things like a parody of the Batman, like the actual 1960s TV show Batman, which is actually...
Yeah, but that actually has people in it.
Well, this has people.
Like but this is just kind of fucked up because, you know, The Simpsons is... a family show.
Yeah.
It's not dirty at all. And I don't know. There's nothing about Homer Simpson and Marge that makes me think I would love to watch them fuck. You know, there's nothing hot about any of the characters because they're fucking animated characters.
I don't get it either.
No.
But somewhere there's somebody out there who is thinking that they would really like to see both Homer and Marge Simpson get it on, and for real. So maybe it's not our slice of pie, but I don't know. Somebody's going to check it out. I'm actually kind of curious. I'm really curious. I don't know if I'll download it, but I'm going to look more into it.
No, it looks really stupid.
If you were to make a parody of a TV show into a pornographic movie, which TV show or movie do you think would be on your list?
Are you just asking me this because we watched that Miri and Zach and Miri make a porno?
Oh, we did watch that, yeah, but that's not
they
the reason.
Star Wars?
No, that's not the reason I'm watching or that I'm bringing that up. I'm just kind of curious.
Because, oh, okay.
Because, you know, if we're speaking about this clip, right, and... I'm just kind of curious. Would you do a Pride and Prejudice?
What is that? What's that supposed to mean?
Means Pride and Prejudice, but with a little bit of a more adult.
Pride and Prejudice.
Ass. I'm
stupid, Eric. But yeah, that would be good, but I wouldn't name it that, though.
Oh, whatever name you can come up. Right.
Sense and Sensuality.
No, that's just too nice.
Oh, yeah, but the ladies will love that shit.
Ugh.
Women don't buy stuff that's ass or whatever.
How about, let's think here.
Yeah, it would definitely, it would probably be, if I were to make a porno, it would be from...
one of those
18th
movies.
Century, Pride and Prejudice, or a period piece.
Yeah,
yeah. So the man can wear, a top hat and one of those riding jackets and high boots.
Yeah, but would it just be?
And be like, my lady, I want to bang you.
My lady, oh dear me!
Oh, my nerves!
Oh, getting all fluttery. Or however they say. I don't know these movies. You watch them all the time, right?
Yeah, but you hear them all the time.
I hear them from the other room. I'm just like, what the fuck is she watching now? Jeez.
Oh my goodness. The drunk is saying Tom and Jerry. That'd be weird.
Actually, Caligula, which we actually did watch.
Well, that is a porno.
It basically is a porno.
Can't you get the uncensored version or something?
Yeah, there's a I don't know if it's director's cut or a triple X.
Well, and it was done by Playboy.
No, it was done by Bob Guccione, who's the dude behind Penthouse magazine, which is basically another smut rag.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that movie got made. We've talked about this in the past, but
I think it's really gross because he basically just wants to fuck his sister.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And that's gross.
Yeah, and then there's Helen Mirren is sort of caught in the middle.
Yeah, well, you get to see Helen Mirren naked.
Well, if you have Netflix and...
Sailor Moon, that's an easy thing to make into a porno.
Yeah, because
I think it kind of... I don't know. There's probably a lot of, old dudes who have fantasies about schoolgirls and shit who jerk off to Sailor Moon already.
That's so funny you should mention that, Rochelle, because that sort of takes us right into our next clip.
Oh, my goodness. I am so good, and I don't even know what the clips are.
No, this is something I found on YouTube. I find most of the interesting things. This is sort of a birthday greeting that a fan of a Japanese pop music singer. He's a fan of this pop music singer in Japan, and he decided that he would make a birthday greeting for this singer just to say, happy birthday. I really appreciate your music and what you do. Actually, the funny thing is, I know the person that he's making the video for, because it's for this band that I've heard of. And I think I actually even have one of their CDs or whatever downloaded.
What is it?
A band called Perfume. The kind of like Capsule, but a lot more like poppy, and which kind of annoys me a lot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're actually produced by the musical producers, the same dude behind Capsule.
Okay, so what does this have to do with Sailor Moon?
Well, let's see. It's you'll see. Tell you what, I'll just play this. Okay. Anyways, here's his birthday greeting. Happy birthday, Kashiyuka from Perfume 444. It's his YouTube name. All right, for Kashiyuka on her birthday.
Hi, Kashi. Yuka-san. Perfume 444. Just wanting to wish you a very, very happy 22nd birthday. This is a very special event for you, so I'm going to make it special too.
Can we just describe this dude?
All right, Rochelle, please.
Okay, so this guy
just back up half
is,
a second so you can kind of get... Middle-aged gentleman, I'm guessing.
I'd say more like... Late 40s.
Yeah, late 40s. Something like that.
He is pretty much bald.
But somehow he has bangs.
But he has bangs because he's holding on to the long hair where it is, which is barely in any places.
Yeah.
Basically like a bald mullet. And he has a mustache.
But he's...
Anyway, this is creepy. Keep playing.
All right.
Very special event for you. So I'm going to make it special too. Light my special candle for you. Happy birthday, Kashiyuka.
Actually, just to make a point in our live chat, the drunk is mentioning that it sounds like rape. I can't really disagree.
Verbal rape, yeah.
Yeah. Have some delicious truffles.
Have some of my wonderful Ferrero Rocher candies that I've bought and purchased so I can pretend to give them to you over the internet.
Serving them to you still in the plastic container.
Watch as I light this candle behind me and set the romantic mood by cutting to footage of a chinchilla frolicking in a tree.
So weird.
Really, really good. It's good. You love that, don't you, Kashi? Here, have another one.
Okay, what the fuck?
Okay.
What the fuck?
So he might just have to be wearing a chinchilla mask right now, or whatever animal that is. I don't know exactly. But he has it on. The candle's still lit. He is still in the mood.
So I'm thinking that he might be one of those dudes that's into dressing up like animals and fucking.
No, I think he's more along the lines of one of those dudes who fetishizes like Japanese schoolgirls, pardon me, and like watches like a lot of Sailor Moon and probably is hoping that there would be like a Sailor Moon XXX parody, but he probably just watches Japanese cartoon porn.
So how does he know this person? Kashiyuka.
Well, he probably is like a fan of the music, right? And he probably like...
Oh, she's in the band.
She's in the band Perfume.
Oh my goodness, this is so creepy.
And
this is like, I guess, the new way of having fans write you dirty letters.
Yeah. And let me just actually, before we get back to that, let me just cue up a song by Perfume here, just so we can kind of get a sense of what this is all about here. Just 1 second. This might even be the lady singing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, you get the idea. Blah, blah. Anyways, yeah.
Okay, go.
Let's play the thing.
I just love these things. They're so good. They make me feel so...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my fucking goodness.
How did he do that? Did he Photoshop
Holy shit.
That?
Holy shit. Holy shit. So originally... I didn't watch this.
That's weird.
I didn't watch this far into the video, so this is fucking awesome. There was
no. Okay, so basically, it keeps on flashing back to a picture of her, and now the picture of her. I think he did. He must
photoshopped her cheeks, her cheeks, so that they look like they're full of the delicious chocolate
truffles,
which he pretended gave to her. Holy shit. This is so awesome.
Here, let me try one. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Back to,
You have another one, Sashi.
Another one.
No, I don't care what Achan says. You are my special perfume person. You're the one I truly love. That is so true. Yes. Mushy Mosh. Ah, I found this.
All right. So he's...
Is that a real cell phone?
No. Like, this is
what
so...
is it? It looks like he just picked up a banana and answered it.
No, no. He's pretend talking into a pair of pliers. You know, like the tool. Like, you know, the tool that you...
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he's pretend... Or unless... Maybe he has a phone that looks exactly like a pair of pliers. I don't know.
What the fuck? This dude is so weird.
It gets better, I'm sure.
I... Oh. It's a good... Oh. Okay. Bye bye. Never mind her. Like I was saying, you're my true love. I love you more than anything else in the whole wide world. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you a wonderful 22nd birthday and many, many more to come. Kashiyuka, my darling Kashiyuka. Oh, they're playing our song.
Oh.
They're playing your song. Let's dance, shall we?
Kashi.
Oh my goodness.
Rochelle just lost her shit.
Yeah, I just, like, how would this person decide to do this? This is so fucked up. He's dancing with a video camera, and it's very close up in his face, and he actually just leaned forward and kissed the video camera.
It's so nice to have you in my arms at last. You're wonderful, so wonderful. You're the best singer. You're the best dancer. You're by far the prettiest one.
Oh, what? Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Okay.
That we could spend this time together.
Okay, we definitely recommend watching this video.
We're absolutely 100% putting this on our episode links.
So he basically cut out her face and it...
Put it on like a popsicle stick or something. And is kind of dancing around with it. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. That is so weird.
The drunk is mentioning in our live chat he's going to rape the camera.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised
fucking
the camera.
There's still some more of this awesomeness coming up.
Kashiuka. Kashi. Are you enjoying yourself? You are. That's great.
Turn around until you fall down, and then I'm gonna jump on top of you.
Having so much fun, Kashi.
Oh, he's wearing the mask again. What the fuck?
That was Yuka. But she's only a dream. Kashiuka-san. Hang on a second.
Hold on a second. I think my pliers are ringing again.
I don't get that. I really don't get that.
Like, he doesn't have a phone around that he can pretend is ringing. Why does he have to use pliers?
I know.
Oh, my cell phone is ringing.
I think he's just trying to make it weird because maybe he thinks that the weirder he is, the more he'll appeal to a Japanese girl. Because Japanese, they do a lot of weird shit.
I don't know.
But I don't know where. I don't know. Whatever.
Moshi moshi. Ah, Nochi-san. No. Okay. Okay, we'll do that. Okay. Bye-bye. What was I saying? I'm so glad we could spend this time together, Kashi. That was Yuka. That's you, Yuka. You're only a dream. So beautiful. Have a happy birthday, Kashiuka. And many more to come.
You creepy, creepy motherfucker. Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, the drunk is saying, P.S. I know legit Japanese girls and they are not into that weird shit. I didn't mean weird shit as in personally into weird shit. I just mean artistically, a lot of the bands do a lot of different stuff in their music videos, like animal heads, and, you know, they kind of push the limit do you know what I mean? Like new artistic sort of stuff.
Like
I'm not saying that the people there are into... Or that the girls are into weird shit.
The music videos are more interesting. Like, how many videos can we see of a rock band playing in a empty warehouse?
Yeah, exactly. The supercar videos, you know, where they have like the ping pong balls going back into people's mouths, and then they show like the ping pong balls inside of the person's head with a hamster or something. Yeah. Like they artistically, they push the limit.
The videos are more interesting, at least the ones I've seen.
Yeah. That's the reason why artists like Gwen Stefani, you know, steal all of her creative ideas from Japanese stuff.
Yeah. She went to Japan, hung out for a bit.
She's like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to do this.
Right, here's a couple of related videos. A phenomenon, which I think we've talked about before, the superhero phenomenon by regular people.
And you just start sticking it down inside between the window here and the rubber strip.
Dan was calling 911, but help flew in before he finished dialing.
From the right, this guy comes dashing in, just wearing this skin-tight rubber black and golden suit, and starts chasing him away.
What Dan didn't know is just about every night, an anonymous Seattle man strolls into this comic store, enters a hidden back room, and emerges transformed.
My name is Phoenix Jones.
He's the hero Dan's been trying to tell his friends about.
People are saying, no way, dude. No way. They're like, oh, you were probably drunk.
But he's well, that guy is buff. Holy shit. I wish a superhero like that was our streets.
There's a difference between being buff and having armor, which is shaped like muscles.
Yeah, I don't care. It's all the same to me.
Heard about how he and the other 8 members of his Rain City superhero crime-fighting movement walk the streets, eyes out for crime, prepared to fight it. And we brought these two together.
That's crazy.
Nice to meet you, brother. How you doing?
It's good to meet you, man. Wow, that's insane, man.
Phoenix explained his whole super suit to Dan.
That's a taser nightstick.
And he showed him the bulletproof vest and stab plates.
You know, I've got mace / tear gas over here, so.
But then it was time for Phoenix to get back out on the streets. Maybe not quite Superman, but an extraordinary one.
So when I walk into a neighborhood, criminals leave because they see the suit. I symbolize that the average person doesn't have to walk around and see bad things and do nothing.
So anyways.
Yeah, but the average person is not wearing a protective suit, and the average person doesn't have a stun gun or any sort of defense weapon whatsoever.
Oh, hello. All right. That was weird.
Anyways.
So Phoenix Jones, the hero in this particular story, you know, we heard him describe his armor and his weapons.
Yeah.
Not his stun gun. I guess that didn't do him a lot of good, because apparently got his ass almost kicked by a number of real criminals when he's trying to stop them.
Yeah. Why doesn't he have a gun?
Well, he'll explain.
Okay.
Are they superheroes or a super problem? The same real-life superheroes we introduced you to in November are now stirring up trouble for Seattle police after becoming the victims of a violent crime Saturday night. It has the top brass warning them to give up their style of crime fighting for good. KOMO4's Luke Ducey is live in the Satellite Center with a story. Luke?
Yeah, Mary, recently this real-life superhero movement has made national headlines, but it's also created a real debate, too. You know, some call them vigilantes. They say they're just fighting crime in order to keep cities like Seattle safe, and all along police have been saying they're going to get themselves hurt, and they did. Saturday night, a superhero called Phoenix Jones was attacked by 2 guys in Belltown. One of them, Phoenix tells me, had a gun pointed at Phoenix, while the other kicked him in the face and broke his nose. Violent crime, these are felonies we're talking about. I talked with Phoenix about it. He tells me had just broken up a fight when these 2 guys turned on him. Police say this is, however, exactly why they don't want these superheroes or anybody else to get involved in a crime. Instead, just call 911.
They insert themselves into a potentially volatile situation, and then they end up being victimized as well.
But that guy had a gun. You don't have a gun.
Nope, I don't need one.
Cops do have guns.
Yes, they do.
What if the guy had shot you?
Doesn't matter. I have invisible force field rays.
Well, I want to hear what he's going to say.
I would have probably, depending on where it hit me.
You could be dead.
Maybe.
Now, I talked exclusively with Phoenix Jones today. You know, I went out with him on patrol in November. We were at the scene there where this happened earlier today. I'm going to have much more on this debate, however, and what he says about this coming up tonight at 6. Mary, back to you.
Thank you, Luke.
So, anyways, that was sort of the follow-up to the first thing we read here.
What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's fun to dress up in costumes and pretend that you're a superhero, but real criminals could give no fucks. If you are dressed up as a superhero, they will still punch you in the nose and put a gun in your fucking face and shoot you, which is all great if you have face...
Yeah, but they also would do that to a cop.
Yeah, but a cop is sort of also smart enough to know when to get into situations and when to call for fucking backup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These guys are like, I'm Phoenix Jones.
And there's no backup.
I'm going to protect the neighborhood. I'm going to apprehend some crime.
I think,
pow, pow, pow. I'm dead.
I think if the dude kind of assess situations, and if he thinks, okay, this is too heavy duty, I can't do anything about this, then he should make that decision not to get involved in
this.
Yeah,
there's, it's,
you know, it's, because there probably are some situations where, you know, he could help, because it's not like, you know, he looks like he's like a bigger dude. I mean, he could definitely take somebody on.
I'm sure he could handle himself one-on-one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if there is no weapons involved, I'm sure he could be a formidable opponent. But, you know,
I really like the point that he's trying to make is, you know, if you see shit happening, you don't just walk away and just ignore it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that I would try and intervene and physically try and help somebody, because I know that I can't. But
there are
certain
things that you can do without dying, like making a call to the police.
Or just speaking out, you know, and just saying that, hey, I'm going to call the police, stop what you're fucking doing, or whatever.
Exactly. Just get the... I know, you don't have to go, I'm here to save the day. Stop that, criminal! And then be like, who the fuck are you? I'm Phoenix Jones. You're fucking assholes, all you are. Get the fuck away from me. Let me continue robbing this fucking person. No, I can't let you do that. See, I'm Phoenix Jones.
Okay, if I was going to do something like what that dude is doing, I would really like to be a detective. I want to be a private dick, Eric.
Do you want private dick?
Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah, that's sad.
So don't laugh at it. It's not funny.
Okay. Do you think you could be...
I want to be a detective. Did you know that they used to have detectives for hotels?
What do you mean?
They had hotel detectives.
Like on staff, like the staff.
Yeah, yeah.
To do what? Like,
I don't know.
Is there that much crime in hotels that they would need a detective?
There's lots of crime in hotels.
All the time?
Well, I don't know. At least
on the shows that you listen to?
Yeah.
All right.
On Dragnet there is.
Oh, well,
but
well, because Dragnet is pulled from the headlines or...
No, but it's based on true stories.
But they changed the names and certain things.
Yeah.
But...
I really think it would be cool to be a detective, because you get to follow people.
Get to...
And you get to research into people's backgrounds, and you get to kind of just, like, sit on the sidelines and just figure out shit.
Well, maybe it's something to think about. This whole hair thing doesn't pan out. Maybe there's another career path.
Private dick.
I'd be on board with it. Maybe we could start our own detective agency.
The private dicks.
No. We need a snazzier name.
I like that name.
Like the something and something detective agency. We'll figure something out.
The tip and the tap. Detective agency.
Tap, detective agency. There you go. We can solve any crime you have wanting to be solved, considering it's easy to solve and it's not dangerous.
See, I think like the crime back in the day, you had to prove, in order to get a divorce, you had to have physical proof that your partner was cheating on you in order to get a divorce.
How do you do that without going, aha, I got you?
You hire a private detective.
Okay. That's what they're for.
Yeah. That private detective goes around, follows the person, and then takes pictures of them in lewd acts with another person. And they're like, yep, they're banging another person.
I got the proof. Here's some pictures of some lewd acts.
Yeah.
He probably keeps a copy for himself. Just files it under way. Files it under J for jerking off. What? But he can't open the file drawer because all the pages are stuck together.
Oh, stop it.
You stop it. W for wanking off. Exactly. I'll mention this. We do have an email address, info@tiptaptip.com, where you can send your topic ideas, questions, stories, or anything you'd like to share. Actually, I got an email from Kelvin, but I with some links, but I didn't have a chance to kind of go through them. But hopefully you'll have a chance to get through those and maybe have some stuff for next show. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, Kelvin, our unofficial Tip Tap Tip employee.
Yeah, unofficial, meaning we don't pay you. Or do
we? Yeah, meaning we don't pay him.
But we do appreciate you when you send stuff in. So I think actually, I'm guessing they're actually in the chat right now under the name K Bear, based on my own detective work. Basically.
Ooh, Eric the detective.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
You know, Google makes detectiving. What do you call it?
Easy.
No. Do you call it detective in? No.
Sleuthing? Guessing? What?
Researching,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
Anyway, it makes it pretty easy.
Okay. I'm sure it does.
Because I'm sure if you typed in your name, you'd find a whole bunch of stuff about you on there.
I try and keep my nose clean. I have Googled my own name, and it's mostly...
But sometimes you stick your nose into dirty piles of filth.
No, mostly it's like me commenting on like nerdy forums or this like about computer shit. So
that's
no. If you judge me by how you Googled my name, you're like, what a fucking nerd this guy is, and you know you're probably right. Anyways, one last story before we get out of here.
Where are we going?
Well, I'm going
not
to,
outside.
Not outside because it's too fucking cold.
You know what we should do? We should turn the shower on really hot and then just sit in our bathroom like a sauna.
We'll close all the windows.
Yeah.
We'll turn the shower on.
Yeah.
We'll get it, make the place nice and humid.
Yeah.
We'll
pretend we're in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Fuck, I miss Mexico. So fun.
I don't because I just got so sick of the food.
But now looking back on it, I'm like, I could deal with that.
No, I couldn't.
I'd find a way to deal with it.
Next time, we're going to go somewhere where the food is better.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Montreal. All right. Here we go. Researcher. A California psychologist says human beings may be ready to accept evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence without widespread panic. Basically means... well, I'll explain here. Dr. Albert Harrison of the University of California's Davis campus said such a discovery may be less startling for generations that have been brought up with word processors, electronic calculators, avatars, and cell phones as compared with earlier generations. Harrison said discovering an alien life form or signal would be unlikely to cause widespread psychological disintegration and collapse. Basically means if aliens came down and said hi, we'd probably not freak out a lot. Because we're used to shit. Martin Dominic of Scotland's University of St. Andrews said Earth-like life on planets with similar environments may be a cosmic imperative and intelligent extraterrestrial beings are likely quite similar to humans. So, it's good news, no?
Yep.
What? I don't...
If aliens just, landed...
That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
I would freak out.
If an alien came down and said... Hello, Earth people.
Yeah, I would freak out.
You'd just be like, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah, I would.
Because the invasion fleet is right behind this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you turned into little slave things for the aliens.
Because they're not like the next generation. They just don't want to just seek out and explore and find new worlds. No, they want to seek out, explore, and take over
and
new worlds.
And exploit new worlds.
And they're going to fuck you in your sleep. Like they do, right? With probes.
I've seen movies like that involves... What? Okay, aliens, answer me this.
I think that's what they do.
Why the ass all the time? Why the ass, aliens?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You've never heard about like the anal probe with the aliens? They're always going for the ass.
Oh, I didn't know that that's what that meant.
No.
I thought the probe was just, you know, somewhere, but I didn't know where.
The ass. always the ass aliens. Why? I don't understand. Like if this podcast goes out into space and you somehow receive it and understand it, Really? You can't just...
And you know what they're probably going to respond? They're going to be like, where else?
I don't know. If I get a temperature, I stick a thermometer in my mouth. Like a fucking adult. Aliens. Dumb fucks. You may be
maybe aliens eat out of their asshole. Maybe that's like their normal hole for them.
They can fly like a million years across the universe or a million light years across the universe, but they can't figure out the right place to put a fucking probe. Stupid pieces of shit.
Oh, Eric, now you know what they're going to do? They're going to come down here and they're going to probe your ass just as a joke.
Now I'm just pissing them off.
Yeah, you are.
Now they're really going to get after me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get like the extra big probe. I'm like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Extra big.
Fuck. You dumb pieces of shit. Aliens. Intelligent life. Intelligent life. What's so smart about sticking shit in people's ass? Nothing. Aliens. Dummies. Fuck. Are we done?
Yeah, I've got nothing else to say about right. that.
I don't know. I'm just kind of done with that. Just stupid aliens. Well, that being said, you have been listening to Tip Tap Tip for the last hour and a bit. There were some technical difficulties, which we think we resolved. I'm hoping we resolved. Yes, maybe.
Better a fucking resolve.
Thanks for those who joined us in the chat, including the drunk, who's nice to see back in the chat, and Kelvin, just sort of hanging out, being quiet. Saying a few things.
Hey there, are you sure that is Kelvin?
If I'm putting on my detective hat, and I'm saying yeah.
Okay.
All right. And
thanks for all the stories that you sent us, Kelvin. And if other people would like to be an unofficial Tip Tap Tip employee as well.
Yeah, like I mentioned before, we like topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share.
Oh my goodness, you're just finishing my sentences now?
Go.
No, you already did it.
All right. Rochelle's having a special in the salon.
It's a winter special in the salon, so it will motivate you to get out into the cold to get your hair looking good. Check out on the website, www.ymayhairstudio.com, for all the information on that.
Yeah, I'll post a link to the thing on the Facebook, or the Facebook thing on our... episode links.
I'm also doing a fashion show I just found out today, but I don't have all the information yet.
More details coming soon.
Yeah.
Should be awesome.
Should be awesome, yeah.
Oh, well. We'll get back to the cold. We'll hang out. Thanks. yeah. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. No, it's not. What's your name?
Michelle.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.